And the next thing we have is, I believe, Gary Fish with an update on the hemp program.
Senator Dill and Representative O'Neill and the ACF committee members, we're here to give you a briefing on the hemp program as you requested for the LD33 resolve, directing us to seek input from stakeholders on the state hemp program. And I want to start out with a little bit of history, and then I'll turn it over to Mary to talk about the program itself, since she's the program manager now and is working more closely with growers and knows the program better than I do at this point. So just starting out with a little bit of history, since it's been quite a while since we've talked about this. We've been operating under a pilot program since 2015, and then as things changed in 2018 with the farm bill, we ended up issuing lots of licenses, especially in 2019. That was our peak year. We also added indoor licensing in 2019. And because we've been operating under the authority of the 2014 farm bill all along, we've continued with a pilot program where in the state of Maine, we've been defining hemp as Delta 9 THC only, not adding in the THC acid, which is what would be normally called total THC, which is actually the federal definition of hemp in the farm bill, the 2018 farm bill. Although we've been telling our growers all along to expect that that would change at some point. And, you know, we definitely have been anticipating that all along as the USDA final rule came out. Just to kind of go through the history with licensing, we started out in 2016 with only two licenses. We went up to 181 licenses in 2019, and then we've been dropping since. We went down to 111 in 2020, and then down to 49 in 2021. Indoor really hasn't taken off. You know, we've only had 10 in 2019, 8 in 2020, and none in 2021. Looking at acreage, we started out with either, here you see in blue, the licensed acres, and in green is the planted acres. Only a quarter of an acre was planted in 2016. In 2017, it went up to 32 and then up to 500 in 2018, over 2,000 in 2019. Then it dropped precipitously back down to 176 actually planted in 2020 and only 67 in 2021. And I think a lot of this has to do with a couple of things, the uncertainty of the rules and also the market saturation that happened after the 2018 farm bill. So many people came in across the country in 2019, and there was pretty much a glut of hemp flower, which is used to produce CBD and other terpenes or other cannabinoids. And that's what the majority of growers are growing for. And pretty much that's all that Maine growers grow for at this point, up to this point. In 2021, USDA did finally finalize their final rule in March. And we did submit a plan to the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service back in December. They did fully approve it on December 21st, but it is contingent. We basically have to make changes in the law in order to be able to implement it. And that was why, you know, we originally proposed LD33. It would make the changes that are needed to bring us into full compliance with the requirements of the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service rule. And in order to implement our plan, those changes would still need to be made. And as you know, LD33 became a resolve, and you know we're here now giving you kind of an update based on the report that we submitted to fulfill that requirement. And just wanted to let you know that there is a bill that Representative Pingree's office has been working on that would change some of the things that everybody is concerned about in terms of things like social justice and possibly even the potential to increase the level of THC. And we definitely encourage you to reach out to their office for more information on that.